And if you're just joining us, it's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music, and this is quite possibly the song of the summer.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me.
The singer is 26-year-old Carly Rae Jepsen. The song is called Call Me Maybe. Does everyone who meets you think it's really, like, clever to give you their number?
It's happened a few times, yes, and they usually think that they're the first person to do it.
But what do they say to you?
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number. I'm like, wow. Hey, I just met you.
A year ago, Carly Rae Jepsen had a respectable music career in Canada. She'd been on stage there since age 7. She got her big break a few years ago after appearing on Canadian Idol. But today, her single, Call Me Maybe, is a monster summer pop hit. Number 1 on iTunes and number 2 on the Billboard charts. And this one song has helped her get a huge record deal. But the phenomenon behind the song may be even bigger. It spawned a host of fan-made music videos by everyone from the Harvard baseball team to Justin Bieber to actor James Franco to the Commander-in-Chief himself.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
This version, of course, was edited from the president's speeches. Carly Rae Jepsen is barely keeping up with it all. She's taking off on a national concert tour later this year. She was in the studio this past week with Dallas Austin. He's a producer who's worked with Michael Jackson and Madonna. And when she sat down with us, I asked her how it all started.
It began, I think, with Justin's support. Justin Bieber came home for Christmas in Canada. And it was at that exact moment that Call Me Maybe was getting some radio play. And he heard the song and just kind of innocently enough tweeted that he liked it and thought it was one of the catchiest songs he'd heard. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. And that's just sort of sparked a fire. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you. And all of a sudden, people in Germany that I'd never met before were tweeting back to me saying how much they liked the song too. And then we were kind of off to the races. That was totally the game changer, and not just Justin, but that video kind of sparked these new sort of different online celebrities.
Yeah, I mean, you have Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez did a version of it. Katy Perry, actor James Franco.
Yes, and I mean...
Miley Cyrus.
It's a crazy, I mean, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama's done a mashup. The Miami Dolphins cheerleaders, the Harvard baseball team.
Yes.
There's a player from the New York Mets, Justin Turner, who uses this song as his at-bat song.
Really?
At home games, yeah.
That's amazing.
Been covered by the band Fun, who also have had a number one hit. I mean, it is crazy. I mean, it is crazy.
Yes, it really, really is. You took your time with the call, I took no time with the fall.
You gave me nothing at all, but still you're in my way. So tell me about the guy that the song is about.
His name is Jordy. He's just my boyfriend, and he's an architect student, so kind of different world. We kind of like to keep his world a little bit more private than mine, but he's an amazing guy, and I feel very, very lucky to be with him.
I mean, so lucky that you wrote this lyric before you came into my life. I missed you so bad.
Yeah, it's exactly how I felt. As soon as he came into my life, I was like, you're the man that I missed.
That's a perfect line. I sing it all the time to my kids.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, because I really missed them before they came into my life.
Exactly. If it's possible to do so, I think we're on the same page.
Yeah. I actually read that you don't have a TV, and that you and your boyfriend you play a lot of chess at home.
We do. Yeah, it's kind of our breakfast routine, and the TV decision just didn't actually end up happening because. My roommate, who was living with me at the time, moved out, and she took the television with her, and I never really replaced it, and found that I enjoyed having time to read and write songs. I think Call Me Maybe probably wouldn't have happened had I had a television.
Where was the strangest? I mean, has there been a moment in recent months where you've heard the song and you thought, this is crazy?
Yes, definitely. This is going to be kind of strange to say on radio, but Dallas Austin, on the finishing night of our celebratory writing thing, we went to the strip club, believe it or not, and some girls got down and dirty to Call Me Maybe.
Carly Rae, who knew?
It was hilarious and awesome. And then they came and started asking for, like, autographs for their daughters. It's like, this is the weirdest signing I've ever done.
I got you. Yeah, right. Okay. You're touring with Justin Bieber later this year.
Yes, I'm so excited about that.
No pressure there, right?
I mean, definitely, I'm looking forward to putting together sort of the show of my dreams. It's the first time that I can actually, you know, think about dancers and lighting and the outfits and really get to put these sort of dreams to reality. It's going to be a ball.
Well, that's Carly Rae Jepsen. She's touring across the country this summer and later this year with Justin Bieber. Her song, Call Me Maybe, is number one on the iTunes charts and number two on the Billboard charts. Carly Rae Jepsen, good luck with the song, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Now, we mentioned all the different videos and tributes to this song online, so we here at NPR thought we couldn't miss our opportunity to contribute, so here's a taste with some familiar NPR voices.
Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad.
I missed you so bad.
I missed you so, so bad.
Tell me if I'm doing it right.
Okay.
Okay. I haven't heard this song. I should, right?
I know she's Canadian.
It's hard to look right at you, baby. But here's my number. So call me, maybe.
Hey, I just met you.
The full version featuring Robert Siegel, Nina Totenberg, Scott Simon, Susan Stamberg, and many, many others is at our website, npr.org. And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. We're back on the radio tomorrow with more news, stories, features, and music. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.